When the temple was destroyed, Jews were spread all over the world. So some Jews moved to Europe, some moved to Asia, to Middle East, Africa, wherever. And then, soon after the temple was destroyed, Europe became Christian. And then a few centuries later, the Middle East region is becoming Muslim. Some Jews end up living in the Muslim countries. Some Jews end up living in Christian countries. Historically, for 2,000 years, Jews in Muslim countries had much better life than Jews in Christian countries. Much less persecution and much less anti-Semitism. In many Muslim countries, they had the official status of dhimmi, which is like second-class citizen. But a historian, Paul Johnson, writes that with the status of a second-class citizen in Muslim countries, Jews lived there often better than with the status of the first-class citizens in Europe. So Jews were often not allowed to have certain jobs, not allowed to hold certain offices. But other than that, they managed to live very well. And this was all true until the beginning of the 20th century, when we know that the land of Israel was under the British mandate after World War I. And Jews were moving to that area because they wanted to live on their land and because Europe then was engulfed in pogroms and they were fleeing anti-Semitism. And then during the Holocaust, obviously, the immigration to the land of Israel has intensified. And then after the Holocaust, immediately even prior to 1948, more and more Jews were going to the land of Israel. Since the destruction of the temple, Jews were in the land of Israel continuously. Romans were trying to make land of Israel Juden Rein, and they were actually for a period of time were prohibiting Jews from living in the land of Israel. But this was in effect only in the central part of modern-day Israel. In the northern part of modern-day Israel, Jews have been living continuously. When my girls were studying in Israel, they visited a family who lived in their family's home for 2,000 years since before the destruction of the temple. Could you imagine that? They came to the family that they said they actually have documented all the names and professions and all the details about every member of their family who lived there since before the destruction of the temple. And Jews have been trying to live in Israel just because it's a holy land throughout the history. When we pray, we mention Israel every single day in our prayer many times a day. We always speak about Israel. We always learn about Israel. We always dream about Israel. So Jews were trying to move to Israel, just it was very difficult because there was no economy there and there was no infrastructure there. And because of that, very often it wasn't very safe there. That's why life in Israel was very, very difficult. But still, Jews were trying to move there. As a matter of fact, the oldest existing charity foundation in Israel today is called Kollel Chabad. This is an organization that was created by the first Lubavitcher Rebbe at the end of 18th century. And he was raising money for the Jewish communities in the land of Israel. He was traveling throughout Europe and raising money for Jews living there because they had their very poor economy on their own. There was no infrastructure there. There was no natural resources there. And Jews all over the world were supporting the communities in Israel. Now, these were all religious Jews who were moving there for religious reasons. In the beginning of the 20th century, this is when the big wave of Aliyah, which was a secular immigration, Zionist-inspired immigration, started coming to Israel. By many accounts, because the British were trying to stop this immigration, they actually started inciting the local Arabs against them. And a lot of the animosity that Arabs have towards Jews today actually started then. This was just over 100 years ago, very beginning of the 20th century. But then it was intensified by Hitler because there was a pact between the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem with Hitler, and they were helping each other. So Arabs came to Hitler's side, and that obviously intensified all the anti-Semitism in Muslim areas. And then when 1948, the Jewish state was proclaimed, it was called Israel. Obviously, this is when this fight started boiling over. And there was a war of independence that Israel fought, and then there were subsequent wars. So the interesting part is that people often think that there is something inherent in Muslim culture or in Muslim religion or in Arab society, something inherent anti-Semitic, something inherent anti-Jewish. It's not true. Like I already said, that in Muslim countries, Jews lived better than Christian countries. In Arab lands, they lived better than in Europe. So this Jew hatred among Arabs is just over 100 years old. And it has purely political roots. And as we see, it's mainly Europeans who were inciting Arabs against Jews.